Again, verses 29 through verse 32 are the results of what we read in verse 28, reprobate mind. Last 2 weeks, we've looked at without understanding, again, the absence of reason, rationale, the inability to think, say reckless, senseless state of mind, without discernment. And we saw last week it's to be without conscience. We considered conscience last week. So that brings us to the next thing in verse 31, covenant breakers. Without understanding, covenant breakers. A covenant breaker is really a person without principle. A person without principle. It's a lack of integrity, a lack of moral character, lack of decency, goodness, lack of honor, lack of propriety, lack of discretion. We read of integrity of heart, Genesis chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, 1 Kings 19, verse 4. These who are covenant breakers, again, they're filled with this. It's an ongoing process, increasing all the time, becoming more and more common. It's more and more common that people do not have principle, that they do not have integrity, that they lack moral character. That's why it's very difficult to trust people today, because they lack this principle. They lack a moral compass. So we read of integrity of heart. That's, of course, where it must begin. This integrity is within, which is the same as integrity of heart. Notice in Psalm 7 and verse 8, Psalm 7 and verse 8, the Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. I believe integrity is something that we are taught. Most of us here, if not all, were taught integrity by our parents. There was a time when the schools taught integrity. But those days, for the most part, are gone. Integrity is not taught in the schools. It's not taught in the home, for the most part, because the ones doing the teaching, the parents, do not have integrity. So they wouldn't even know how to pass on principles of good character to their children. So it becomes a very common thing. And these covenant breakers, they don't have integrity of heart. They do not have integrity within. And we see that if we have integrity within, if we have integrity in our heart, then we walk in integrity. That is, we practice it. Notice in Psalm 26, we'll read verse 1 and also verse 11. Psalm 26, verse 1, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have walked in mine integrity. The integrity is within. And now we walk. We practice integrity. We see in verse 11, but as for me, I will walk in my integrity. The but is a contrast to verse 10. And whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, in spite of what others are doing, as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Why? Because integrity is within. But these covenant breakers, they don't have integrity within. These are individuals that can sign a document, sign a contract with no intention of honoring that contract. None whatsoever. They give their word and it doesn't even cross their mind that, you know, I ought to do what I said I would do. They don't have integrity within. They do not practice integrity. Proverbs 11, we see that integrity is a guiding principle. Again, it must be within us. And it guides us. It guides our life. In Proverbs 11, verse 3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. It's a guiding principle. But again, the mind becomes reprobate. People become covenant breakers. They lack this integrity. They do not have this guiding principle within them. It speaks of a people without conscience, acting in disregard of their word, of the promise. And again, the result of this lack of integrity is people do whatever's convenient, whatever is expedient in order to fulfill their desires. Whatever that is, doesn't matter. Whatever will fulfill their desires. They have to lie, they have to cheat, they have to steal. None of that matters, because I'm going to fulfill my desires and my ambitions without any regard to others, without any regard to vows, without any regard to contracts. And then, of course, you have lawyers who lack integrity, and they defend these people who have no integrity. So you have people with no integrity defending those with no integrity. The result, of course, is crookedness, dishonesty, and evil doing. Again, a people without conscience, a people without moral compass, acting in disregard the vows or their word. They behave in an untrustworthy and fraudulent way. Beware of the individual who always has to tell you how honest they are. Beware of that person. They're not only trying to convince you, they're trying to convince themselves. If a person is honest, they don't have to tell you about it. You'll know. If they do not have intent to steal from you, you'll just know that. They won't have to tell you. The very word covenant breakers implies irresponsibility. People are taught today to be irresponsible. It implies a lack of accountability. This is what Brother Mark was speaking about. Of course, it implies a lack of respect. If you sign a contract, you have no intention of keeping that contract, you have no respect for the person on the other end of that contract. You have no respect for their family. You just have no respect for them whatsoever. It shows a lack of respect, and it shows a lack of commitment. And again, of course, all of these things are so commonplace today. I mean, it's a rare thing to find a person who will take responsibility and accountability, who respects other people, respects their property, just respects them as another human being. And try to find somebody that has commitment today. These are rare qualities. And again, this is the result of a reprobate mind. We have an irresponsible society, a society that doesn't want to be accountable for anything, a society of very little respect, very little respect. No one has the right to destroy someone else's property. I don't care what their cause is, you just don't have that right. It's a lack of respect. This is why these covenant breakers, we see, they don't think anything of breaking marriage vows. First of all, they didn't mean anything when they said them. And so they don't think anything of breaking a marriage vow. They don't think anything of breaking a business contract. The covenant breakers, result of a reprobate mind. And again, being filled with. Full of. So much so that it becomes commonplace. We're in a sad state when these things are common. And everything mentioned in verses 29 through 32 are commonplace. These are not rare occurrences. These are common place, being filled with, that is, covenant breakers becomes an epidemic. We are a society of covenant breakers. As a result, we are a society that is drowning in deceit. We are society drowning in fraud, deception, lies, and just untrustworthiness. Who can you trust? Very few. Very, very few, because they do not have principle. They have not been taught to have principle. They have not been taught you do what's right. Regardless of what anyone else does, you do what's right. That's our responsibility. Regardless of what anyone does to us or we're to do what's right. That's our responsibility. It's our responsibility as a human being, and it's certainly our responsibility as a child of God. Just do what's right. How do you know what's right? Word of God. It's pretty plain. It's not that difficult if we, again, do not have a reprobate mind. The reprobate mind, they don't even know what's right. They have no clue. God help us. And next week we see also without natural affection. This is the result of a reprobate mind. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we have a copy of it. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability to read it, that you've given us the ability to understand, to comprehend. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you've given us this privilege to come into your house with your people, to worship you, and we pray, Lord, that you would help us do exactly that this morning. Help us, Lord, to worship you. Help us, Lord, to put everything else to the side and just that we would praise you and worship you, give you all the honor, all the glory. And we pray that you draw us closer to thee. Cause us, Lord, to be more like thee. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.